Hello, everybody here at Fostum at the Lightning Talks. I want to introduce to you Klaus Ehrlich, and he's talking about treating build definitions independent of their origin. Give him a warm welcome and enjoy the talk.
Okay, thank you very much. As the title suggests, I want to look into how build definitions are treated, especially internally in the build system, and why I believe that it's important to have that independent of where the definition is coming from. And of course, that's all implemented in free and open source software. And since it's a lightning talk, let's jump right to an example. I brought you a makefile, not because I believe makefiles are particularly close to be independent of where the definition is, but because a lot of people can read makefiles, so I hope you understand what this example is all about. In fact, makefiles are pretty the opposite of what I think. So makefile says you have targets, these are files, and they are identified by a pass into the file system. And then you say, well, this file better be newer than some of those other files. And if not, then there's a command to run, and hopefully it will have the right side effect. And that it's all about side effects is something you notice if you look at all those phony targets that don't even create a file, they're just there for the side effects. Still, makefiles are used to build software. So there is a computational content to that, and let's have a look at how that might look like, or actually does look like in the build tool I'm working on. So we have this first object file, it's a file, and we say, well, it is the output of running some command. It's actually the output at location foo.o. The interesting thing is obviously what is behind that hash there, and it's an action. So what is an action given by? Well, you run some command. Since it's a makefile, you probably have a string, that indented string, and then pass it to a shell. You specify some environment variables, definitely pass. Makefiles just use the ambient pass on the invocation, but to get it well-defined, you specify something, either something very generic, as here in that example, or something very specific to the installation, like a Nix pass or so. The interesting thing is, so now how do we talk about files? I say, I don't want to say, well, take the file from there in the file system. And there I use that it is a committed source file, and nowadays people voluntarily use Git, so we can use the Git blob identifier to identify a file, and then we define it by its content rather than, oh, it happens to be there on my disk. Okay, the next thing is, well, it gets more interesting if you look at this library. Well, of course, it's also some output of some action. But if you look at that action, well, we also have a command. We expect one file to be created. And as an input, well, we have the output of the previous action. And that is the hash you just seen. So in that way, we can encode the whole action graph into these identifiers and have a description, first of all, independent of where on my disk the source files were, but also with that I get an action graph, and having all this input-output very explicit, I'm independent of running the command in the same working directory. I can have a separate directory if I put all the files in where they belong to and get out the expected outputs, and that way I can also use remote execution or whatever, distributed over many machines, and maybe share cache fits with other ones working the same thing. But the more interesting thing, if you look at targets. So makefile, we have files. But if you look at that makefile, you see, well, there are two libraries, foo and bar. And if you look at bar, some of the inputs is also seems to be that foo.hpp. So there is a dependency. Well, hidden in terms of that makefile, and I guess that's why these handwritten makefiles got out of fashion. And you want to make that structure explicit. So you write something like that, saying, well, I have foo, it is a library, it has headers, it has sources, so is bar,